Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
On this memorial of St. Charles Borromeo, the Alleluia verse right before the Gospel was from 1 John 2, verse 5, where the beloved apostle says, "Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him." So for our purposes today, we'll share with you a word that we know for certain Jesus wants you to keep, the word that he wants you to hold on to. It's actually not just one word, it's three words, three one-syllable words, and they are, God loves me. People who tend to be down on themselves or harsh with themselves or have a low self-esteem or who feel that they're worthless or unlovable or no good, you ever wonder why they feel that way? Well, if you feel that way, you probably know at least in part why they do, right? As we grow up, there are a lot of spoken and unspoken messages from others which we take to heart. Some of those messages are true and good. Some of them, maybe a lot of them, are not true, and they're harmful too. And it's not just that people say unkind or harsh or critical things to us, or they're abusive or unsupportive or don't encourage us. What's worse is that we actually ruminate on those things. We repeat those messages to ourselves. We say those things to ourselves. We play the record of those wrongs or bad things over and over in our hearts. With a lot of people, this is how they take to heart whatever they've got in there, whatever they've got in their heart. They repeat to themselves, ruminate over what's been said or done to them. But at the same time, what people may say or do to me isn't as important, or shall we say it's not as impactful as what I say to myself, or what I do to myself, too. A lot of times, what's most important is what I say to myself about myself, too. So what I want to be saying about myself, to myself, is what God says about me. Remember what Jesus says in John 8, 31, verses 32. He says, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What's the truth that sets our hearts free? It's the truth that God loves me, basically. I also know that I need to make sure that when I say or think about the word God, that I know who God is. God is infinite love. He's supreme goodness. He's patience and indescribable kindness. He's infinite mercy. He's all-powerful love. He's perfect. He's perfectly in control of everything as well. He's justice. He's truth. He's omnipotent compassion and understanding. He's every good thing and much, much more than I can possibly imagine. And his love and goodness is far greater than anything I've ever experienced in this life. So my understanding of who God is needs to be correct, needs to be corrected if it's distorted too. Or if it was distorted by people or authority figures I had when I was growing up, or even people in my life right now, even people that I know now may be distorting my vision of God. So in prayer, I need to say to the Lord, "Help me to understand who you really are, Lord." Recently, I've been giving as a penance to some penitents that they take their rosary, and on every Hail Mary bead of the rosary, they repeat to themselves those words, "God loves me." Most of us know in our heads that God loves us. We know theoretically he loves us, right? We need to speak that truth to our hearts. We need to repeat and to tell that truth to ourselves, "God loves me." Just as I take to heart other things about who I am by mulling over what's been said or communicated to me, so too, I need to take to heart God's truth about who I am. How can I do that? Again, one way, repeating it to myself. Tell myself the truth. Letting the truth that he loves me ring in my mind and echo in my thoughts over and over again, as many times as necessary in order to make it stick. In order to really take it to heart. I don't want to be telling myself that God loves me in a compulsive way. I don't want to repeat those words in a superficial or empty way. I need to be telling myself the truth in a more contemplative, more reflective way. Every day, even a number of times during the day, God loves me. I've got to remind myself of that. And it's not enough for you to hear it from other people that God loves you. You need to tell it to yourself. Believe it or not, God is trying to tell that to you all the time in a number of different ways. All the time he's trying to say, I love you. The truth that God loves me needs to become really the core of who I am and how I identify myself too, and how I value myself. So I need to be able to say, I know in my mind and in my heart that God loves me, that he loves me with all of his heart. We need to speak that truth to yourselves. And this is not about trying to psychologically convince myself of something that isn't true. So it's not as if I'm telling myself over and over again that I'm a great NFL linebacker or that I'm 6'6" tall. No, or telling myself, and sadly, this isn't a joke either, telling myself that I'm a woman trapped in a man's body or vice versa. No, when I tell myself that God loves me, I'm not trying to convince myself of something that's not true or something that I just wish to be true. I'm working on embracing in my heart what I know is true, what God himself says is true, and what he did for me that demonstrates that it's true. The fact that he created me in his image and likeness, the fact that he died for me on the cross. And if you think about it, then what you might want to ask yourself, well, why would the Lord command us, as he does in Deuteronomy 6:5 and also in Luke 10:27, to love him with all of our heart and all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength? Why would he command us to do that for him if he didn't already do that for us? St. John says, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us. 1 John 4, verse 10. Also, I shouldn't only be telling myself every day that God loves me. I should also pray to the Lord that that truth would actually sink into my heart, that it would grow in my heart. So practice telling myself the truth that God loves me, and prayer, asking the Lord to really take that to heart. These are recipes for spiritual success here. Self-help techniques or tools can be good, but they are always limited too. If you add to that, yeah, to them God's grace and prayer and a real relationship with the Lord, then we are on the right path when we do that. And lastly, hopefully, if in telling myself that God loves me, if in doing that doubts or objections come up in my thoughts, or if I find myself saying, well, if you love me, then why did this or that happen to me? Or maybe even anger comes up, or hurt or frustration. It's not a bad thing if that happens. It's not bad. It's actually a good thing. We can bring those things to the Lord in prayer. We can bring them to spiritual direction, maybe even to counseling. If we have a good Catholic or Christian counselor, it's okay if those things come up. It means there are some things that still need to be addressed and dealt with before our hearts can really welcome this truth, really welcome the truth that God loves me. The beloved apostle says, whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God, is truly perfected in him. And for that love of God to be perfected in me, I need to make sure first and foremost that I have his love in my heart. Let's ask Our Lady then for the grace to speak this truth to ourselves, the freeing, amazing, and wonderful truth that God loves me. The more I take that truth to heart, the less the lies from the devil, from other people, and even from myself, the less those lies will hold my heart hostage. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.